Welcome to Amit Sehgal Telegram. A lot happening today, folks. Let's get right into it.
Big news about Ronan Bar, the head of the Shin Bet. Sounds like he's planning to resign in a few weeks.
Yeah, I saw that. Apparently he's mentioned it in several conversations, even criticizing the Prime Minister and stressing the need for a proper replacement and a state commission of inquiry. Quite a situation.
Definitely. He's supposed to submit a statement to the High Court of Justice soon, and it seems he might announce his resignation date then. Big implications for the organization, no doubt.
Absolutely. And then there's the hostage situation. Netanyahu told the family of captive Eitan Mor that negotiations are underway for the return of 10 hostages. 10!
Right. But the family insists on the return of all hostages at once. And a Palestinian official told Al-Mayadeen that Hamas is still considering the current proposal, which includes 9 hostages and soldier Idan Alexander. Complicated stuff.
Very. A 45-day ceasefire, IDF withdrawal, humanitarian aid, release of prisoners, and negotiations for a second phase are all on the table. A lot of moving parts.
It is. And amidst all this, there's the suspected ramming attack near Otniel in the Mount Hebron area. Initially reported as a terror attack, now police are saying it involved a stolen vehicle that hit an officer while trying to escape.
I see. Interesting. And on a somber note, Aliza Megan, the highest-ranking woman ever in the Mossad, passed away, a true trailblazer.
A remarkable career, involved in hundreds of intelligence activities and significant operations. A big loss.
Definitely. Shifting gears, there's a new security affair from the war. Details are classified for now, but apparently it involves someone in the Israeli public sphere, and the question is whether this investigation will give Ronan Bar another reason to stay in his position.
Intriguing. And Sehgal mentioned something that recently stirred up the media. We'll have to wait and see what unfolds.
Yeah, and he also raised concerns about the use of draconian measures and selective enforcement in this case. He questioned whether we truly live in a democracy where journalists can be investigated and sources arrested for leaks. A valid point.
It is. He also brought up the 8200 reservist letter, pointing out that only a small fraction of the signatories were actually serving in 8200. Important context.
Absolutely. And finally, Sehgal wished everyone a happy birthday, shared a beautiful picture of the Nissan moon, and mentioned Netanyahu's calls to families of hostages, reaffirming his commitment to their return. A mix of news today.
A lot to unpack. Thanks for joining us on Amit Sehgal Telegram.
Until next time, goodbye, everyone.
Bye-bye.